broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your hosts and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Dealey on Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee.
On Sports Talk in the press box after the Indians take a tough loss here at home against the St. Henry Redskins, as you were just listening to with Bob and Dave. A little tough luck with our fielding, and their hard hits were dropping in and ours were getting caught, and didn't get many breaks today, and we didn't help ourselves at all. So we're going to be talking with Coach Terry Kalb and our lone senior on the team, Cody Shinneberry. Looks like he might be on his way up here. Bob, I know you probably said everything you need to say about the game.
Well, it was you know, one of those deals where we cut it to 3-2 and we had a chance to do some damage there, and me and Calpy talked about that inning after you score to put some zeros up, and they was able to dent the score with a 4-run fourth inning, and that was kind of the demise, and they got up 7-2, and then the last inning, it was just a frustrating afternoon, but you know what, it's one game, and then we got to get right back on the horse, and we will. You know, we're 11-9 on the season, and getting ready for tournament, and last weekend we had on Coach EJ Steven, and we did the girls game on Saturday at San Henry, the MAC game, and tomorrow we're going to bring you the girls tournament. That game is at Fort Recovery against the Marion local team, that has really improved, and it's going to be a fun one tomorrow. Let's hope the weather lets us get that baby in. That's at Fort Recovery, and we're going to have it right here on Fort Recovery Radio. Our girls softball action tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be really good to get that in.
I just got shut off, Neil.
Yeah.
I think maybe, I don't know. There you go.
Yep.
It was a tough game for the Indians against a very good St. Henry team, and Coach Dorner's got a lot of weapons there. Looking at it, and Riley Deitch, excellent pitcher. They got the big left-hander Sam Layfeld, who's a heck of a pitcher, and St. Henry has the makeup to make a run in the tournament. And I know Coach Dorner. I've talked to him many times, and the coach is excited about his team, and they just put a good whipping on us here today, no doubt about that.
Yeah, unfortunately, but we had some bright spots, but man, we had some lapses that we can't have in our fielding, and that is tough. Just makes it really difficult for us, and you can't give a bad team breaks, and to give a really good team breaks comes out 12-2.
No, that's exactly right. Let's look at the Elida High School District sectional pairings, and the number 8 seed is the Van Buren Knights, and they are going to play Bluffton. That is on the 15th. That is an 8-12 matchup. And then the 7-10 matchup is Bloomdale Elmwood, and they play Delphus Jefferson. And the winner of that game will play Fort Recovery, and that is also on the 15th. And then the bottom side of that bracket is Fostoria, the 6th seed, versus Spencerville. And then Lima Bath and OG battle it out. And it's kind of weird, Spencer, when you see Fort Recovery in the same bracket with OG and Bath. And who would ever thought that? Look back
For the same in the same division.
Yeah,
that's not logical.
No, it ain't. It's weird having Neil. We remember when Bath was the best team.
Yeah.
In Lima, I mean,
by far,
yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Girls basketball program was unbelievable. Their boys basketball program was really good.
Yep.
Their baseball, and now they're down here in D3, and they've had a tough stretch, and they're the 5th seed, so there's a chance, they could make a run. They're got a nice team, and then if you looked at the 4 top seeds, and Coldwater will play the winner of the Bluffton Van Buren game. You got like Cavaliers' chances. They're playing great ball.
Yeah,
Harley's got them playing really good at the right time. Indians are the 4 seed. The Indians will play the winner of the Elmwood and Delphus Jefferson game. That's right here, folks. That the better seeded team has a home seat, and that is Friday, May 17th. So you're looking at
a week from Friday.
A week from Friday, that game, hopefully weather permitting. We'll have it maybe on 5 o'clock here on Fort Recovery Radio. We'll probably be on here about 4:30, go over the tournament, go over everything. Liberty Benton's the two seeds. Liberty Benton is 15-3. They got a nice team up there, and they will play the winner of the Fostoria Spencerville game. And then on the bottom side of the bracket, Paulding catches the third seed, and Paulding has got another, they got a good record. They're 14-5, and they play the winner of the Lima Bath OG game, and that is the Lima District Sectional. The Indians then need a win, and if they do, they would move on to the districts, and I think we've won about, what, three sectional titles in a row, maybe four?
Yeah, I think so.
And it'd be neat to get this one. It's just a neat deal to the program that we lost nine seniors, and we're going to talk Coach Calvin about that and where they're at. And we just got to stay positive, and that's just the way it is. Coach Feely joining us here.
Let me eat his hot dog.
He got a big old mouthful of hot dog and a little mustard on that bad boy.
Yep. I think we have a chance to go somewhere with this, but a lot of things have to improve. We haven't shown that we're capable of going very far, but we have the talent. There's a lot of things. The pieces are there. We're just not putting them together. Yep.
Looking at the Fort Recovery Radio schedule, folks, if you're out there listening, tomorrow we will have the boys travel to St. Mary's, and that will be no broadcast because we're doing the girls' tournament sectional final. That's at home at Marion Local, and that's at 5 o'clock on Friday. We are going to Arcanum. We'll be there for Recovery Radio. Me and Calvin will have that baby for Recovery in Arcanum. And then next week's Tuesday, if the girls would win, they would play at Walpock, a game that we will have, and that would approximately be, we are the second game of that bad boy. Now they're approximately to be starting about 6:30 or 7. We will have that baby on the air. And then if, like I say, Friday, we're playing sectional final right here at Fort Recovery, and we'd love to have that baby on here next Friday at 5 o'clock. And if they happen to win, we'd make that trip to Elida like we did last year and had a lot of fun going up there. Fee, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good, bud.
Nice to see you make it up here. Tough game.
That was a tough game. We didn't have a lot of things go very good for
us. We didn't.
We couldn't get many breaks. They hit. They're good hitters.
Absolutely.
They put the ball in play every time, and we've got to find a defense. We got to find out somehow we got to get better defensively.
I know we tried different things. You know, we've had about 10 third basemen, and
we're trying everything possible. But
yeah,
I think we'll find it. I mean, it's just a matter of keep working.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff we need to work on. Probably a couple practices before that tournament game will be a good idea for us.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. So it was a strange game today. You know, we give up. We make a couple big errors early, and we get behind 3-2, but we battle back. Fee and Ryan Post continues to hit the ball hard with a rocket that one hops the fence out there in right field, scores two. We're back in the game, and we talked that fourth inning was big to come out there and get some zeros, and hats off to St. Henry. They put a big four spot up and took the wind out for St.
Boy, they did. We got fired up again, and we were putting kids on. We had kids, we just couldn't get that big hit, but they make great plays. I mean, they didn't make very many mistakes, and I mean, that's what they're going to get with St. Henry, Coldwaters. That's where we have to get to. Yeah. I want to get to the point where earn the runs and beat us.
You know,
do it that way. You know, we can't give them. We probably gave them seven runs tonight, five, seven runs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they had a couple two-out singles that drove in a couple runs, and before those plays were errors that would have stopped it, would have been huge.
No, that's exactly right. You know, that was a big play. And then the bases loaded, scores three, they bring in Ryan Post. Ryan gets up 0-2, throws a pitch that was, and Calby said, at least a foot offside and a piece of hitting. He knocks it into the left field, scores two, and man, that was a tough play.
Yeah, they just and they were really good at keeping their hands back and waiting. And the last second, they just slapped that thing into a hole somewhere, and that's what we got to learn to do. We get nervous and get scared with two strikes, and boy, you see good teams like that, they don't. They eye the field, they look where the spot's at. You know, we're holding a runner on at second base, and there's a big gap on right field, base hit. You know, that's what we got to get to. But we're getting there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. See you. We're going to talk to Coach Calp and we're going to talk to Cody Shinneberry, but it's a nice senior ceremony starting out, and the senior girls softball player, Aaliyah Jenkins and Hannah Kanapke, and two great kids that have dedicated their 4 years to the Fort Recovery Girls Softball Program.
Boy, they have. You know, that's the kind of neat stuff. Those kids play because they love the game. And that's
first of all, how about your phone?
What's he got?
A little crack in there?
Oh, I got cracks all over. Yeah. I stepped on.
Did you step on?
Fell out of my pocket getting out of the car, and I stepped right on.
That ain't too bad, is it?
Timing.
It's perfect. Was that today?
No. I've had a crack for a year.
Can't be nothing.
If I don't call you back, that's why I can't. I don't even know who you are.
There's no idea. That's exactly right. Anyway, yeah, go ahead and talk about the City Girls.
No, you can just see those girls, they went through some tough times, and you went through some losing seasons and some tough, but they love the game, and they keep coming out, and, you know, this year it's kind of turning around for them, and they're going to have some excitement here. I think they're going to make a little run in the tournament and have some fun, and that's what it's all about. I'm hoping we get to do that for Cody, too. You know, I think at any point in time, this team can turn stuff around, and you know, I told them out there in the outfield after the game that, you know, we're a good team, and when we don't make mistakes, it's hard to beat us.
Yeah.
But you make mistakes, and it's going to come back and get you. Yeah, it's going to get you.
Well, you know, and it'd be interesting, but I want to get your opinion, too, on the psyche of our team when we get down. It seems like our youth shows. Because, you know, when last year when we'd get down, you know, you just, the demeanor of the kids never changed. This year, it's a little different because of the, do you think?
I think so. You know, I think, you know, in the big games, it's been hard for us to score runs. And I think, you know, when a team comes out and puts three on the board, it's like, oh, no. You know, yeah. Oh, no, we're in trouble. But, I mean, Ryan Post is hitting the ball. I mean, he's a nice player. It's going to be really good as the years come on. But, you can't. Them young kids, you'd think they're down and stuff, but Kobe got a hit, and Regan got a hit. And, yeah. You know, we get some sophomores that are making some nice plays and hits, and that's big, you know. The outfield, the big left-hander, he beat us the first time we played him, and I'll be damned, he didn't hit. He hit two bombs.
Yeah, he did.
And Kobe went way over to the pole side on the second time through, and the kid hit it dead down the left field line and hit it hard, you know, and scored some more runs. But
Layfeld, is that?
Yep, Sam Layfeld.
Yeah, good scoring, good hitter.
Yep.
And good player.
Yeah, that's right. Let's take a break. We're going to pay some bills here. We'll come right back and let you finish up your hot dog.
Yeah.
Hey, how was the Hastings Auto?
Hastings hot dog. Good.
All right.
Jumbo dogs are about gone.
Jumbos were, except they saved some back for the team.
Yep, team's got a few.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's how we want to do that. So.
Yes, we'll be right back. Sports Talk Bubba T.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible. Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling. Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglund, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
And C-Town Wings presents Slams for Shane on Saturday, May 11th at Coldwater High School. All proceeds from this huge professional wrestling event will go to the Shane Strong benefit. Doors open at 5:30. Bell time for the first match is at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets in advance at warwrestling.com with reserved floor seats only $15 and general admission tickets $10 apiece or 4 for 30. Concessions will be available throughout the entire night. There will be a huge 50-50 drawing, and there will also be some great raffle prizes, including items from the Cincinnati Reds, Cleveland Cavaliers, the Cincinnati Zoo, and the Dayton Dragons. Don't miss it as More Wrestling and C-Town Wings presents Slams for Shane on Saturday, May 11th, 7 p.m. at Quarter High School. All proceeds benefit Shane Holman. Get your tickets now before it's too late at warwrestling.com.
All right, we're back here in the press box.
Sports talk for Bubba and Fee.
More wrestling.
This weekend, right?
Saturday night.
That's big.
I'll see you out there.
For shame.
That'd be fun.
You going?
I'd like to.
I'll be kind of neat.
We'll go there and slam me. Slam a couple
people. I will knock that freaking kid up.
Are you getting any of those tickets that Sammy won, or is she taking somebody else?
Oh, I don't know who she's taking. She might take Lanier, but Sam won. And
I'm going to kick out of that.
I was going to give them DJ Stevens. Remind me that tomorrow, Spencer. Give them to
him. Oh, yep.
Because that lady won the tickets. We gave away three sets of tickets last week on Sports Talk.
Yep.
And Slams for Shane. And it's going to be a wonderful time to raise some money.
I'm sure them guys put on a great show.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yes. I bet the little kids probably just love it. They raised enough sponsor money that every bit of the ticket money and 50-50 money and concession money will go to Shane Holman.
How awesome is that?
So they don't have to take any expenses out. That's already covered.
Yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun. Good job by Nick Holland. We had him on here last week, and we kid with Nick, but you know, he's just always about making money and doing a wonderful deed, helping out a family in need. So we're back up here in the press box, Fee, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we were hoping. And we're going to talk to Coach Cal Pierce as soon as he makes his weapon, and senior Cody Shinneberry. We're going to talk not only about this game, and I'm sure Jerry's going to talk a little bit about it, but we're going to talk about basically the season as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at it, you know, here we sit, we're 11-9, and I know that, you know, I'm not going to bring this up to Jerry, but if somebody told me we'd be 11-9, I'd say, amen, brother.
Ain't too bad.
Yeah.
And 4 seed in the tournament. I mean, yeah. You got a little respect there for us, too. So
one senior, no returning pitchers.
And
don't know about the whole staff.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, the thing about Jerry and I talked about going up to the tournament, you know, we went into the season and we didn't have Ryan Post, Riley Will, Kobe Lindell. They all had sore arms right out of the gate, and Riley Will's still hurting. I think he's going down to Kremchuk tomorrow to get this checked out.
Oh, man.
Kobe's already been there, so I don't know. It'd be nice to get them guys healthy.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Riley Post is throwing the ball hard. He's throwing the ball pretty good, and if you put some good defense behind him, I think he'll make it tough for you to beat the fort.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, one thing is senior Cody Shinneberry makes his way up here, and Spencer's going to give him a headset here, and he's the walking wounded as well. Put him on there, buddy. Hello, Mr. Cody. How are you, bud?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Congratulations on not only a senior now, you know, it didn't turn out the way you wanted, but our season as a whole, you know, one of the big reasons why we're where we're at in the number 4 seed is because you showed the way, and you should be dang proud of that, bud.
Thank you.
You know, you started the season off this year, and we had no pitching.
None.
And you said, hey, give me the ball. And Cody, you've done a great job. And first of all, congratulations on a wonderful senior season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. You know, coming into the night, you know, St. Henry, and you're an emotional kid. You know, you play off that. I'm sure that do you have some jitters before the game?
Not really. Excited. I mean, we've seen them before, but, you know, Big Mac game. And, yeah, you know, you always got to get pumped for that.
Yeah. Starting out, when I look back at your pitching this year, the first game of the season against Salina, but I think your ace, your gem, was the Shawnee game. I thought you
absolutely well.
Yeah, freaking fabulous up there.
He sure was. You know, everybody kind of looked at strikeouts, but I don't think I had one, maybe one that game.
Yeah.
Just got out and probably did lose 2-0.
Yeah, great game.
I think that's right.
And they're a good team.
Very good team.
Yeah, they're probably the creme de la creme in the WBL.
Right? Yeah. Actually, they're 0-4 this year in the WBL. Shawnee is.
Really?
Yeah. They're 0-4, and then they're undefeated in the MAC.
That's amazing, ain't it?
Yeah.
But we talked about that, too. Tommy was just shaking his head. They brought both their aces in against us on a Tuesday night game or something, and a league game the next day, And they brought everything, all their guns out to get it. And Wolfpack did the same thing last night.
Brought the big boys out.
Brought the best two pitchers out. I was like, well, really?
Yeah. All right.
I like it. That's respect. They gave respect us a little bit.
So let's talk a little about your game plan. You know, you got about, what, 7 days of school left, maybe? Something like that?
Something like 8 or 7.
I heard you say that you're going to join the workforce.
Yep.
When it's all said and done. What are you doing this summer?
Probably work at Fort Cover Lumber.
Okay.
Hopefully try to get a job.
You know somebody else who works there, got you in there? How's that work?
Maybe.
Might have somebody a little bold.
Just a bit.
Yeah?
That doesn't hurt a bit, does it?
No, it don't.
Yeah, got the big E in there this summer, too, so perfect.
Who?
Ian Holman.
Ian going to go out there, too?
Yeah.
Good. No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, Boos is really reaching.
He is.
How about you had the prom last week? How'd that go?
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, good time.
Always.
Date?
Kendra Lennertz,
and is it, now that's kind of like your little squeeze there?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long you been dating Kendra?
Probably a year and a half.
Does she know she could have done a lot better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't let her know that.
You know, we have absolutely loved watching you play the game of baseball for 4 years, and you know, last year you were put in a role where Garrett Fowler, and this is what amazes me about you, is that, and I'm sure Coach Count's going to talk a little bit about it too, but when you look at last year, you know, we didn't have a catcher. Garrett Fowler goes down with an injury. Who are we going to put in there? Cody said, bring it on, Coach. I ain't scared. And you did a wonderful job and led us to a sectional title and a run at the districts. And then this year, we lose 7-9 seniors and all of our pitching. And who gets the ball first game of the season?
Me.
You.
Okay.
So when you look at kids and their dedication to the program and what it's about, you know, you should be very proud of what you've done here for the program. And I just want to say, I'm sure, and I'll let Coach Philly finish off, but I want to wish you luck for the rest of your season this year, and you should be proud.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I tell you what, Cody's been fun coaching you. Hey, we've had some great teams here the last few years. Your 4 years has been a lot of fun out here, and it's kids like you to keep me coming back. You know, you keep me young, and I have fun out there coaching with you, and I was talking to him earlier about the two senior girls. You know, they went through some tough seasons, and it's all about the love of the game, and you've shown me that you love this game, and that's what it's all about.
Again, though, we still have a great team this year.
We do.
I think we can make a great run this year, too.
Absolutely. We're a long way from done.
You're exactly right. Buddy, thanks for stopping up and talking to
us. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good luck the rest of the way. We're going to take a break. Come back, Coach Cal. Sports Talk with Bubba T. Right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experienced suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professional manicured lawn.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375. 5-4-6-1-7 for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery Merchants Cruise Inn is coming up this Friday night, presented by the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club. Come check out a couple of hundred awesome cars on the brick street in downtown Fort Recovery from 6 to 10 p.m. It's one of the first events of spring, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, great food will be available, and Slick and Rick will be spending the oldies all night. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise-In on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery this Friday from 6 to 10.
Neil always does a great job with the music for the car show.
Oh, yeah.
He always has a good, you do a good job with that.
I wrote those songs.
I probably doubt that. We're back here at Sports Talk with Bubba Fee in the press box on a gorgeous Wednesday evening here. And we are joined by the head coach of the Indians, and that's Mr. Jerry Kaup. Coach, not always after tonight, and let's talk a little bit about the game. And we were talking before we came on the air. Defensively, man, we just didn't have it tonight.
No, we gave too much away. And when you play good baseball teams and you give them four outs an inning, they're going to make you pay. Five outs an inning, you might be able to fly away with it once or twice, but if you do that a couple times, you're going to pay for that. If somebody gives us four or five outs an inning, we're going to make them pay. They're going to pay for that. And tonight, we were the ones giving the gifts away. We just got to solidify it. Somehow we got to find that and make that so it doesn't happen again.
You come into this game, and we're 4-4 in the MAC, and right now it's all about momentum. Right now we are getting ready for the second season. Mm-hmm. And in a game like this, and you could tell, them boys were down. So it's kind of a, we got to be ready. We got a couple big games coming up here, and we got to break the ship, right?
We do. We got to figure out exactly. I thought we were kind of sure of what we were doing, but then my young guys, their arms kind of tweaking them. You know, I have one guy going to go down and see Dr. Krenchek tomorrow again, and so that affects where we're going. It's just something that we just have to continue to deal with as a team. You know, I thought Riley threw really well tonight. I thought Ryan threw really well. I mean, if we play defense like we're supposed to, we're in this ball game. We hit the ball. We had six hits. We took some pretty good at-bats. We're mad right now. We're mad with each other. We're mad that this one is making an error when I'm doing it. It was not a bad thing. They turned into very successful teams. They were champions.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get that. But we got to get those skills down to where we can make those plays, and I know that we can.
Absolutely. You know, I think the thing with us too, Jerry, is we just got to get confidence. You know, we put the kids out there in the field. We know they can make the plays, but they're still, and I don't know if it's the youth or what it is, but it you can tell they're a little tight when the ball's coming to them and stuff. Rather than, you watch St. Henry tonight, and they just made some unbelievable plays. I mean, we hit the ball pretty good tonight, and they stole a lot of hits from us.
Yeah, but their head, you know, they got
you
head.
Play loose. That's
they
right.
They got head, and they got looser, and we were like, boy, gotta be perfect. Yeah. And you know, we're not perfect people, we're not perfect coaches, we're not perfect players, and you just gotta play, you gotta play the game.
Period. Yeah. Coach, you we had Cody on earlier, and you've had the pleasure of coaching Cody his whole career, and let's talk a little bit about him as far as what he's meant to your program.
Oh man, he last season, he really stepped into a really, it's going to be a difficult spot. Garrett had done a lot of the catching over the winter, and Cody was going to be, our, you know, was figuring on being our number two, and where is he going to be playing, and things like that. And, you know, we had two guys that were throwing in that 90-mile-an-hour with a lot of wicked movement. And the first game of the season, first inning, Garrett breaks his ankle. So Cody not only didn't get to practice, he just got to catch Nick from the get-go.
Right out of the get-go.
So,
I mean, you think about that, Coach. Mm. Here's a kid who doesn't catch, and he is thrown in against, with arguably the best pitcher to ever come out of this area, the hardest thrower.
Probably the hardest thrower.
And he did a heck of a job, didn't he?
He tried really hard and got us through. You know, and then this year, you know, Garrett's back and he's done a really fine job out in right field. I think he'd like to be hitting a little better. He's a good hitter in the cage, and he does he does a lot of good things. He's a good bunter, and I think he's a little frustrated some with his hitting. We're trying to work with that. I don't know. It looks to me like maybe he's getting his shoulders pulled out of there too soon, and then his hands come through too late, and he needs to get his hands a little quicker, a little farther out ahead. Mm-hmm. But doggone it, you know, we're getting late in the season, and he's trying.
We talk about Cody, and this is something neat, Bob, that last year he came up to me, you know, and just like Coach said, Garrett Fowler was pretty solid back there behind the plate, and everybody was finding their positions, and Cody came up to me and he goes, "Coach, should I get an outfielder's glove?" I said, "Absolutely, go get one." Because you looked out there, and if you looked at our team last year, there wasn't too many spots. There might have been an outfield spot that was open. So, and he was like, "I'm seeing that spot. That's me." But that's the kind of kid he is. He just wants to play.
Yeah, that's right. And you talked to him earlier, class kid, and wonderful mm-hmm. family, and they were all here taking a million pictures, like he said, and this is his baseball mentality. And this season's a long way from being over.
Right. You know, I always talk about it being three seasons. So I have that season early where it's before the league starts and we get to play and see who does what and things like that, and things are starting to percolate out. And then we start our season with the league. And we still have some off-league games that we can play around with, but then we're pretty serious. And now this was our last league game tonight. So now we need to line ourselves up for the tournament. And that's what we're going to be doing here. We're probably going to make some tweaks, do some different things, and see where it goes. Are we as good as we can be? I don't think so. We can be better.
Let's take a break. We'll come right back. We're going to talk about the second season and how the tournament lines up. Indians got a great draw. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Spencer, you ready to go? We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Be sure to check out the Butcher's specials at Wayne Street Market through May 9th. It's grilling season, then they have just what you need. 81% lean quarter-pound ground chuck patties, four to a package for only $2.99. Or if you're in the mood for a great steak, they have prime and New York strip steaks for just $11.99 a pound, perfectly trimmed and ready to grab and go. And they have Eckrich honey ham for only $3.99 a pound, sliced to order for when you just need to grab a quick sandwich. So stop by Wayne Street Market now through Thursday, May 9th for these and other great deals throughout the store. Prime New York strip steaks for $11.99 a pound, quarter pound ground chuck patties, four to a package for $2.99, and Eckrich honey ham for $3.99 a pound. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Are you looking for a stress-free, mess-free meal? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Great pizza, wings, subs, and sandwiches. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them to reserve lanes for your birthday party and ask about their special bowling packages. Be sure to call them for some of their great wings for your graduation party or other get-together. Miracle Lanes, open Tuesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoke from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
Graduation is coming up soon. Your Fort Recovery seniors will be graduating on May 19th. The ceremony will take place at the Fort Recovery High School gym and will begin at 2 o'clock p.m. There will also be graduation masses held that same morning at St. Peter at 10 o'clock a.m. and 4:30 the night before at Maryhopper Christians. Please come send off the seniors and wish them luck as they start a new chapter of their new lives.
All right, we're back at Sports Talk in the booth with Coach Feely, Coach Cal, and Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And Coach, you and Harold made the road trip up to the tournament draw on Sunday and played out. We have to be happy, don't you think?
Yeah, I love this. I mean, gosh, we I was complimented by the fact that we got a number four seed. And, you know, the voting, Coldwater and Liberty Benton are terrific baseball teams. So we get the number four seed, and we're going to play the winner of Elmwood and Delphus Jefferson.
And we know probably zero about them, too?
We don't know anything about those two.
Mm-hmm. Now, will you go scout that?
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll be playing. Elmwood is 8 or 9 miles south of Bowling Green.
They got a road trip.
So we'll be going to Bowling Green. They'll start that game. And, yeah, I would like to go up there and just watch those teams. The closer I can get to those teams, the better.
Yeah.
They'll have to come down here. But they're both about 500. Yeah. You know, they're right at the 500 mark. I'm sure they are like we are, just not as consistent as a really, really good team.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they have one pitcher and they got to throw, both of them have to throw that guy. You know, Wednesday night, that's why we take that seed. You know, complimented by that seed. So we're tickled about that. Fostoria had a chance to come our way this year, and the guy said,
"You don't know Barta."
Because last year, you know, they came down, and Nick, he really had his game going, and they rode on a bus for 2 hours, came down here, and
got no hit.
And got no hit, and you know, it's different players. He realizes that, but he was just funny, and he was very complimentary of us, so that was fun. And if we could get, you know, our game is going to be Friday night here. It'll be at 5 o'clock. It'll be in Fort Recovery. We're happy about that. And we need to play a good ball game. I mean, we'll have to play a good ball game against these guys because they'll come with their A games. And if we get, you know, fortunate enough to get into the district, which is what we're pushing for, you know, then we get to play the bunch from Coldwater.
Yep. Exciting.
And they got a great team. They played really, really well. But baseball is a funny game, and we'll show up.
We played with them here. We know a couple of them.
I mean, they're going to beat us. They're going to win most of them.
Yep.
But we don't have to win the best out of seven. We just got to steal one day.
Steal one, buddy.
That's right. So maybe we can get that and then move on. But you can't look ahead. I mean, we're gonna get past Elmwood and Delphus Jefferson. I'll have Tommy Galdine do some research and get some scoop on them.
You know, that's a game, that first tournament game that we've been lucky enough to host, and hats off to the program and to you and the coaching staff and to the kids that we get to host that game. And when we host that game, our kids have a demeanor whenever you got Nick Twait, you're always going to have the swag. But we've had that swag about that tournament game. And we'll get that swag back with this game because, my God, it's in our field, and we got to defend this place.
Yeah, I hope so. You have to have that confidence. I like swag. I like confidence. We can be a very polite and a wonderful team. You know, some of the best compliments, and I really love these, is when we go somewhere and we play a great ball game. If we're going to, you know, Burn or we're going to wherever, and we play really good. We play good team. We play great. And I have all these parents go up and say, "Man, we really think you had a great game. We really compliment you on how polite your kids are and how they, everyone said thank you when we fed them and things like that." And so, you know, you can be beating that team really bad and you still get those compliments. That's fantastic. And so, yeah, you need to be confident. You need to have a swag. Otherwise, you can't get through life either. I mean, you can't, you know, you can't be a mechanic like Harold and think you don't know what you're doing, because you're not going to be very successful. Can't be a pharmacist like me and then say, "Gee, I'm not very good at this." Well, no, I do have confidence in those things, and I think the kids should have confidence in the playing.
Yeah, that's right. We look at the program as a whole, and it's your job to look at where we're at as far as our whole program, because, you know, we have to get, this thing don't start when these guys are freshmen. It starts at the younger level. And we have the Fort Carey Baseball Association that's really done a great job. And when you look at our parks and you look at the improvements in the fields, and I mean, you see they opened this park up back here tonight, you know, for the Diamonds, and that's what the program, that's what you build the program.
It does, you know, and yeah, I think the Baseball Association has done a really good job. And I'm not that involved with that. I truly am not. They're doing that on their own. You know, what I'm involved with is making sure the foundation has got some dollars that they can give to those programs and make it grow. Because to me, it takes funds. I'm not going to do a lot of the sweat and equity and stuff, but I'm interested in the funds. So I think these programs are terrific. You know, and as guys get older, there's some good baseball players probably not playing baseball. You know, they're doing other things in high school. There's a real good core. We always have baseball players here. Always have baseball players. You know, and we can make them into a very competitive lot. I mean, I'd love to have CMB successful. And, you know, Cody's is going to go. He is not going to go play college baseball. I don't think any of my juniors have told me. They all told me that they don't really aspire to that. They're going to do some other things. And, you know, even when we had one of our early teams that went to state, none of those guys wanted to play either. Mm-hmm. But, boy, we had a great time playing high school baseball. And you can have fun mm-hmm. doing that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And then when you talk about building a program and getting support, you know, here's a game tonight, and I think Neil counted 150 to 80 to 200 people here. And what a great crowd. And then you had your hot dog night, and I think they went through about a zillion hot dogs. And throughout the season, Coach, and see, you can chime in on this too, when you have you know, you got the Toby carry out doing the pizza night, and you got Brick Street doing wing night, and it's just great the way the community comes together. Sports program, we had the bowl-a-thon there, the Monte Carlo bowling there before the season started, and it just is a wonderful program, and the support that we get throughout the community is just second to none.
It's been terrific. Nobody says no. You know, I try not to overburden anybody because I get asked a lot to do things too. And I like supporting the community. I mean, I'd like to put it on the radio and do whatever I can to contribute. So, yeah, I'm thrilled with what some of our local businesses have done to support us. It helps us raise the funds and get to do some of the nice things that we do. And it's awesome. I really enjoy the crowd. I tell our guys, if we could get 1,000 people here every time, that would be so much fun for me. I love being out there. And I think we actually handle that better now with the crowds. Like, I remember better. The first time when there would be more than 50 people here, there would be some nerves and stuff in the dugout. But we're past that.
We expect it, and we want it.
Yeah. And we're really, really thankful for it.
I mean, them kids, look, when they come out on the field, they look out and see who all's here. We got a nice crowd. I tell you what.
I mean, tonight, that whole field, all the way down to the foul pole, was just packed with people. And St. Henry Falls is great, too, you know. Yeah. And it was a great atmosphere. It didn't turn out the way we wanted to, but you know what? We'll get ready.
Yeah, and, you know, when we play the St. Henry's or Coldwaters or the Minster, or the teams that we're really close to, Marion's. You know, I've never played those guys and said that we just couldn't wait to beat them or that we hate them or anything like that. We just don't play like that. We have a lot of respect for those teams and those communities, and really I look forward to doing it just because I get to compete, you know. St. Henry, they walk away with a really nice win tonight, and they gave us a good thumping. But, you know, the next time I walk on the field, it's going to be 0-0.
Exactly.
They don't get to bring any of it along.
Exactly.
So they understand that, and I'll look forward to it.
Coach, I appreciate you taking the time out and hanging out with me and Coach Feely, and best of luck the rest of the way out. And
thank you.
We've got St. Mary's tomorrow night, is that right?
We have St. Mary's tomorrow night, Arcanum Friday, and then we're going to try to sneak somebody in on Monday and Tuesday, or Monday in. Monday or Tuesdays.
I'm right here.
And then we'll get lined up, hopefully, for our Friday tournament game.
So do you guys have your idea how your staff's going to set up?
Yes. I mean, I think Riley Post has certainly kind of elevated himself to where he's he's our most effective pitcher. We got to play better defense behind him.
Yeah.
We just have to play better defense behind him. I think Ryan Post has the ability to give me a couple innings. His arm is not as strong as he'd like. You know, and Cody has had some fine outings. And he's had some outings that it's been a little shaky. Regan Martin, he threw pretty well the other night.
I mean, 75 last night.
Yeah.
He's an athlete.
And
then you got a kid like the Greedy kid who has really struggled here. But early in the season, that kid pitched great.
He was, and
he's in a little funk, and you can use the next couple games to, you know, I'm sure he's going to get the ball a little bit and try to get out of it.
We were going to give him for the seventh inning, but unfortunately we didn't get that far tonight. But I wanted to see, you know, last night he struggled early. He just couldn't get it going. So, yeah, we wanted to get him back out there and get him past the hump.
He's got great off-speed stuff. It's just a matter of, when he gets it over, he's pretty tough to hit.
Yeah, and
he ate a bunch of innings up for you early.
He's my leading pitcher early, and he had the early win. He had two wins and two saves out of our first probably seven games, you know?
Yeah.
So he's terrific.
Yep.
So we can find it back.
That's right. Coach, appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you,
Daryl. We'll get him tomorrow night, buddy.
That's right.
Okay.
We are going to come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, right after this.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casual Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Coors Welding and Steel in Port Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Coors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Coors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Coors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Port Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 7th, 8th, and 9th at Forsyth Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team spot before Monday, June 3rd by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2019 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head down to Forsyth Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2019 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun.
right, we're back here at the press box. Nice quiet.
It's quiet out here, ain't it?
It is quiet.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful field.
Looking good.
Best it's ever looked.
Perfect.
Season's over. Over.
We got her dialed in.
One more
finally.
Game.
Beautiful weather, beautiful field. We got everything perfect.
See you later.
And now we're done.
Got one more
cover here for sure.
It has been an absolute.
The weather has absolutely sucked.
Ooh, been a tough year.
Yeah.
Well,
but I'm thinking last year, I don't know if we, was it last year we didn't have more than 2 days over 60 degrees?
It was cold last year.
Well, last year at the tournament, it was freezing.
Yep.
Yep.
False story. I remember that because I was in Michigan and I got here late.
Yeah.
Which he threw a no-hitter and game was over like at 5 after. Game started at 5 and the game was over at 5 after 5.
Yeah. It went bad.
They had nothing.
Struck out about
strike one. So we're back here and Coach Camp is, always love talking to Jerry and
Big Gear.
And he's just, he's a great guy. We got a great staff, he and with you and Tommy and Doggy.
And
you guys just do a great job and get us ready for the tournament.
Yeah. Girl, turn around a little bit.
The girls tomorrow, they're going to be, are you going up, you going to St. Mary's?
I probably will, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So me and Calvin's going to do the girls tournament tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's here, right?
Hello? That's here.
Man, well, that'd be crowd out there.
Yeah.
That'd be fun to get a big crowd out there.
You got a tent for us?
Yes.
Perfect. No, don't.
Yeah. I keep it in the back of my
car. You know how nice it was at Sand? That press box they have.
Oh, no, I haven't been up in St. Henry's.
We got to do that.
Nice.
They just extended the third base dugout and put a nice.
Oh, the girls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
How easy would that be?
Pretty easy.
I'd say do it.
You in or out?
I like it.
For every radio pay for it?
Probably not.
Okay.
Put her in.
No, I'm trying.
Yep.
Hastings pay for the Hastings
hot dogs.
Did the hot dog.
Hot dogs. So we're got the girls tomorrow versus Marion. That's going to be a good game. You know, we enjoyed that Saturday going over and watching the girls beat St. Henry. They got some good players.
Yep.
Good team.
We're playing pretty good, actually.
That pitch that Carly, is it Carly Deitch?
Yeah.
That she does?
Yeah.
She got even. Fires it in there. It looks like it's about 80 miles an hour, and it comes strolling in there, and then you swing two or three times. And
CP's like, I would hit this thing to the Marion, you know.
And he got there and tried to.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think about two innings later, he changed his mind.
He did, yeah. You're right. I'd never hit it.
If you knew it was coming,
you
could put it over the water plant.
You know, hats off to Brenna Holman, Lydia Wenning for first team All Mac,
and
Hannah Kanapke. Them girls all got first team All Mac,
Jackie got honorable mention.
So you know what? That's pretty really awesome. Neat for the program. Three of the girls getting All Mac, and
I tell you what, that's exactly where we started in baseball. You know, a while ago it was bad, and then we got a few kids, and then all of a sudden it got better and better. And softball looked to me like they're doing the exact same thing.
Well, Holman girl that pitches a freshman. She's pretty good.
She's
athletic. I mean, she's about 5'9" and long, and she flings that baby in there.
Yeah, I tell you what, going in there a couple years ago, used to watch, and you know, they were trying everybody, and you know, they were barely trying to get it across the plate. And now I went up there, and the little greasy girl too. I think she got hurt, but she throws it hard too. They both were in there throwing. I thought, whoa, you got some arms this year.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, that is. And when you haven't seen it, you know, we were there Saturday, and I was like, holy,
them girls fired in there.
And they just had absolute rockets.
Yep.
I mean, all over the place.
Yep.
I remember, I can't remember who the girl was, but she was from the Burn area, and she was a high school slow pitch pitcher. And some of our big stud softball guys with a couple of beers in them decided that she couldn't get one pass. And she went up there.
It ain't quite the same.
No, I think two of the six fouled it off. And the rest of them just whipped. I mean, there wasn't anybody calling strikes. They just were swinging in this.
No idea.
They could not time that. And, you know, they're all baseball players, so they should be able to hit something.
Yeah.
But that softball
softball underhand moves a little different than a baseball.
A little quicker.
Than any baseball you ever saw. And sometimes it's faster and sometimes it just moves a little different. And they weren't
hard to hit.
Yeah, they didn't have any luck.
So run down the rest of the schedule there, Fee, and we'll go over
this week. Tomorrow, the boys are going to be up there at St. Mary's. We're going to play them, and I think that could be our final game. Tell us about the
if possible.
Friday, we're supposed to play at Arcanum, but Arcanum is playing tomorrow night in their league game. And if they get rained out, they already told us they're canceling out and bringing the league game to Friday, which makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, if they play, they want to play us. So hopefully we won't have rain and we'll play both those games.
Yeah, they have my understanding, they have a very good record, and they want to play a very good team.
Arcanum's always pretty tough down there.
They always have
there.
Yep. And I think they have a pitcher that's...
The girls are at home tomorrow night. You guys will have it.
Yep.
Hope we'll get a big crowd out there against Marion. That'll be a fun game for us.
Hey, also on that, it is $6 to get in tomorrow. It's a tournament. So if anybody is going to that game, it's $6 for adults, $4 for students. And it's not our call. It's OHSAA.
Yeah. OHSAA rules.
Same thing is going to happen in baseball here next Friday, too.
Yes,
if you come out, it's going to be the same way.
So don't get fooled.
Yep.
So bring some money. They're going to take it. And then it looks like next week, if the girls would happen to win that game in the sectionals, they will be at softball or at Wapakoneta, the district semifinal versus either New Bremen or Lima Perry, the second game, approximately about 6:30. So that'll be
4:30,
fun.
And the six, our game
usually a couple hours will do it.
Yep.
And then the boys will be back in action next Friday night. In our sectional final right here, we're going to play the winner of Bloomdale Elwood or Duffus Jefferson.
Well,
5 o'clock.
We got a road game.
Oh, me too.
That is your job to make sure we never have a road game.
We don't want a road game. We got to make sure we keep getting it.
I'll be in the
C game.
Yeah. But I'm not going to Elmwood.
No. We ain't driving all the way to Bowling Green.
Yeah, we probably would.
Yeah, we would.
He
stopped three times.
Right. And then the girls' track is, the MAC is Friday. They had the throwers. And that was Tuesday, and hats off to Whitney Rammel. She got second place in the shot, and we got our runners tomorrow and or Friday, and look for big things from for our track.
Yeah,
and
they're expecting big things.
Clayton isn't going to be at the game tomorrow because he's going to the junior high track meet to watch his brother,
He
would have been watching his sister if she hadn't gotten hurt in the junior high MAC meet.
So you're around.
So
we'll get on about 10 after 5.
I hope.
Dial in about 10.
5 and 7.
Should be there any minute.
Indians are up 18-2.
Third inning.
Here's what happened while you were gone.
Everything.
A lot of everything.
We want to thank everybody for listening.
Yep.
It was fun talking to Coach and Cody Shinnerberry Sr.
Yep.
Next week, we're going to have all the seniors, rest of the seniors on.
Yep.
The girls softball team.
Girls softball.
And the track team. We're going to get the seniors on there. And hopefully this season has got a ways to go yet.
I mean, I think
because we love bringing that stuff to you, and we got great sponsors.
Yep,
absolutely. You know, Reisner Energy, Brick Street, Cooper Farms, K&L, Ford Carrier Insurance, Hastings Auto, Wayne Street, Miracle Lanes.
You said it earlier. I mean,
K&L.
You can't beat this community.
I'll
tell you what.
No, that's right.
Yeah, Jerry was alluding to that, and
can't beat them.
You know, a lot of times people aren't paying that close of attention to what they're saying on the commercials,
right?
But they hear that name and they know they're supporting the kids.
Absolutely.
And that's what they want to do.
And Clean Shirt and Sons Trucking, you know, and Boers Welding, and we, you know, we got Reisner's, and we talk about all these people, this is what makes it possible. And they did the same thing for Sports Talk. You know, we got big, great sponsors for that allow that. And it's all about supporting Fort Carey kids, and that's what it's all about. And nobody does it better than Fort Carey Radio.
That's why we did it.
Yep. We want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We will be back on air tomorrow for girls softball.
Yep. Come on out.
About 4:45, we're going to be on the air, and Mother Nature says, let's get it in.
Perfect.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, the man on the board, Spency.
We will see you next week.
Sounds good.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. of this radio station.